I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Gracie Jane Sinclair. Always love hearing from her now, don't we? She is playing this weekend, so that's why we're featuring some Gracie Jane for you today. Although, you know, celebrating some of our best local artists in Northeast PA. Doing their original stuff. She's out there on streaming. You can find her. And man, I love when it comes up when I'm like listening to my playlist and Gracie's stuff comes up. I'm like, whoa, this is so cool. Because she sounds so good, but a lot of times I'm like, wait, who was this that's singing this? And I'm thinking it's, you know, one of the artists that I've listened to over the years on my playlist. And this isn't a song I've never heard. Oh, it's Gracie Jane. And it's good. Blown away by it all the time. Gracie Jane playing with the trio. Ben Roper, part of that. Out at Flaherty's. That's their first gig of the year tonight, 7 to 10. She's solo at the 80s bar tomorrow. And where did we decide the 80s bar is? I'm going to have to check out this place. It sounds very interesting. Lansford. Although, Lansford, I thought they were still stuck back in the 70s. I could be wrong, but they've moved up to the 80s. That's it. I'm only kidding. Go support local music when you can. Celebrate their talents as we celebrate each other. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. So I got this nice comment before we go to our author. Arthur Becker, he's on the phone. He wants to talk about the alphabet game, which it was fun. But I get this really nice text message, Jake, as we were talking about people calling other people names and public figures and whatever, and it happens, and people have their opinions, and you've heard rumors and blah, 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 and sticks and stones may break my bones. And this one, this is might be the text message of the day. Is it okay to call Nikki a whore? Because she has a Tinder account, Gary from Shikshini. Yeah, Gary, it's fine if I can call you a redneck because you're from Shikshini. Is that okay? I can laugh at things. It doesn't resonate with me. I explained that whole thing. You can only offend the offenders usually in a lot of cases. And if it resonates with people and if people don't own who they are, they get offended easily. Or who they're not.
Hey, Rob.
No reason to get offended. We shouldn't be quick to be offended. All right. Other text messages coming in like crazy. I appreciate Derek checking in. He tells me his favorite meal or favorite treat of the winter is Wendy's chili. Derek, I love you, buddy. But they serve Wendy's chili 365. They do. I'm only kidding. But he said his highlight of the weekend is going to the Greek American Grill. That is a great place to eat. I do not get there often enough, but their food is delicious. And then he's going to the Home Depot for 6,000 pounds of rock salt because you're going to need it for Snowmageddon on the way. This show, by the way, brought to you by great local people from Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. If you're in financial trouble, you need help making ends meet. You need Campus Jewelers in business for 30 years, and they're here for you. Visit campusjewelers.com today. Arthur, thank you for being part of the show. I appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Nikki. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We've got a lot of good things to look forward to in 2024, I know.
Yes, yes, yes. Can't wait to see what happens in 2024.
Well, some of it I can, but but local stuff and good stuff I'm all about. You play the alphabet game with your kids?
Yeah, I wanted to call and say you weren't the only one that does that. Joyce and I play the alphabet game when we have long road trips with our girls, too.
Yeah, and my daughter did remember me playing with her when she was younger as well. It's one of my favorite go-tos, and it's interesting, but as I was doing it last night with a child who was never introduced to it before, I thought, isn't this cool, though? She had told him at one point, just look out the window, and I'm like, use your imagination, and I'm thinking, oh, kids don't even know how to do this anymore, and then I thought really quick, and I'm like, oh, we could play the alphabet game. Let's play the alphabet game. You're looking for words. Now, granted, my daughter won finally at the age of 21. She's winning the alphabet game. But he got to see what we were doing. He got to pay attention to the world around him. And really, that's critical thinking skills, attention to detail. And so much more learned in just a car ride from Hot Bottom to Dixon City. And we take the long way.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, no, I 100% agree with you on that. I mean, the kids would get legitimately upset when they couldn't win, even though I'd explain to them, you know, mom's sitting up front and she has better eyesight than anybody in the car. So, of course, she's going to see the signs before anybody else.
Right, and it's hard when you're driving to pick up all those letters, too, if you're the driver, right?
Yeah, I got to pay attention to everything else, but apparently I got to try to win the game, too.
Exactly. Now, I wanted to talk, I forgot to ask Liz from PennDOT when she called in earlier if we couldn't get a sign for maybe the Ross Park Zoo, which is a couple miles, like, you know, 45 minutes up the road, like, put on Route 11 so that people would know that it's not too far away. And the mileage, and then we would have our Z word, because I still think we're in the process of looking for that Z word between Dixon City and Hot Bottom. I don't think there were any Z's.
No, it's and even though there's no Z's, Joyce will refuse to accept the fact that, well, if it's not a billboard, no, it doesn't count. It has to be on a highway sign. Like, a billboard is a highway sign.
Oh, no. See, we use all signs. Anywhere you see the letter outside the car or even a truck, we'll use all of them. Now, the X, you could cheat with. You could move it to the end of the word, or you could take it from the middle of a word, because, you know, until somebody opens that xylophone museum, which I do suggest somebody does, I don't know how we're going to win that. And maybe the xylophone museum won't have a mask mandate and we could all be happy, but that's another story entirely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard about that up at the trolley museum,
I thought we got past this, yes. I just thought we were past knowing the science and how science actually works, but I could be wrong.
Nick, you have a good day, all right?
All right. Hey, I'll be seeing you again in 2024, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I wanted to ask if I'll ask later about the girls maybe coming back on the show for an appearance.
And don't you have an event coming up in Harding as well?
Oh, yes. The Harding Recreation Committee is holding our second annual Winter Festival on Sunday, February 4th at from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, my gosh, that's less than a month away now. I'm glad we got you to mention it. So we'll mention it again as we get closer. And, yeah, your girls
absolutely.
Your girls are more than welcome to come in and talk about their series of books out.
Wonderful. Wait. Oh, Nikki, how did you know about the Winter Fest? I hadn't said that to you yet.
No, I thought you did. I did. You. Somebody did. We'll have to. So we'll talk.
Are you going to be a vendor?
I'm hoping. I just didn't sign up officially yet.
Oh, well, if you got an email, it might have been from one of our trustees who was in charge of setting up the vendors. I'll double check with them to see if you had emailed us. That's wonderful. Can't wait.
Well, thank you. And I hope to see you soon. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a good day. You and Jake, be safe, okay?
You too. Stay safe tomorrow. I know those roads in Harding are pretty rough, even without snow. Have a great day. Take care.
We got to go up to Halstead, but yeah.
Oh, gosh, be really careful.
I know. I'm not looking forward to it.
Although sometimes Route 11 is easier to drive in the bad weather, if that's what you're taking, than it is the good weather, because there's so many bumps. At least the snow fills in the potholes. Have a great day.
Well, you too. Talk to you later. Bye.
WILK AM 103.1 FM. Let's go to Luciano. How are you, Luciano?
Thank you for taking my call, Nikki. And I'll tell you what I basically told Jake, and it's true. People are so offended by words. And, you know, as a Christian, the word, the W word is in Revelation and throughout the Bible, Jesus talks about people that are W's. And Mary Magdalene was one. And also people get offended when people say the slightest things. You know, I'll just say it to you. You know that black people can call themselves the N word, and but nobody else can. And I've been approached an attack for calling people illegals, but in the dictionary, illegal is an English term. You could call migrants or undocumented, but that's in the Bible. But it seems like, unfortunately, the Democratic Party, not the people, get offended. They love to use that race card to offend people.
But it wasn't
to paralyze people.
I didn't know that was a racist term. I had no idea that.
It's in the Bible, Nikki. It's in Revelation and in John. And Jesus called people snakes in the grass. He called them cobras. He called them vipers. He called them all. But Jesus also said in the Bible that he's coming in the last days. He's coming down to separate the good from the bad. And so he's going to be a God, a Jesus, the Messiah. He's going to come down and he's going to be hard on people. I've heard people say that Jesus is cruel for doing that at the last days. But, you know, and he says narrow is the way. And he says also, as you know, Nikki, he said, whoever believes in me will have eternal life, but whoever doesn't believe in me will have you know where.
I gotcha. Luciano, thanks for checking in. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Nick.
Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
Bye-bye.
570-883-0098. Phone lines are still open. Jake, got a question for you. Is that Steelers game on a local channel tomorrow, 16-22,
28-56? Yeah, all right, so tomorrow, the Steelers at the Ravens, that's 4:30, and it will be simulcast on ABC and ESPN. But don't change the channel after that, because ABC and ESPN, they have a doubleheader tomorrow. After that, at 8:15, you have the Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts. And the Steelers, the Texans, the Colts, there's tons and tons of playoff implications with the three of them. Like I've talked about before, the Steelers, they have to win. And the game afterwards with Houston and Indy, it cannot end in a tie. And then in the case of the Steelers on Sunday, they would have to have the Jacksonville Jaguars lose to the Tennessee Titans. I really don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if Mike Vrabel is going to be back with the Tennessee Titans. And then at 8:20 on NBC, the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. If Buffalo loses, that's another way for the Steelers to get in. So
I'm afraid.
No, I and that's the thing, you know, like everyone wants to brag about Mike Tomlin's no losing seasons BS and everything, but out of his 17 seasons as a head coach, this is now the eighth time, five out of the last 6 years, the eighth time that he's had to rely on help to get into the playoffs the last day of the season. But keep telling me that he's such a great coach.
We're going to go to break.
That's
we'll
none
be
of my
right
business.
WI before Jake's head pops off.
Before
and
I
explodes.
Have to hit the dumb button.
Yes, and he has to hit the dumb button. We'll be back. Thank you for being part of the Nikki Stone Show. Feel free to check in 570-883-0098. WILK AM 103.1 FM and on that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Oh, they weren't going to be pouring any fuel on anything in the near future, I guess. Metallica. I do like this song. It kind of gets your energy moving. At any rate, safety comes first now with James Hetfield. The Metallica frontman is aware of the thrill that goes along with all these pyrotechnics and the fires and doing crazy stuff on stage, but he was burned in a pyro accident back in 1992. 30 years later, he explains how much safer the pyro is now at the shows. So we've learned a lot over the years on what to do, what not to do. I thought they had professionals do that. The band shouldn't just be playing with fire by themselves, I don't think, but that's just me. So in a recent Metallica podcast, he said he wanted to emphasize the importance of spotters, people dedicated to monitoring the stage movements of the band members to make sure that nothing is going off that would put them in danger. Okay. So they're looking for ways to fill up. Like, I do see that a lot of these bands have their own podcasts and stuff, but that's a lot of time to fill up to talk about yourself. I'm just saying, at any rate. Some people just like being offended and sitting around waiting for things to offend them. But maybe it's because it's another 25 days before their checks come in the mail, Jake. I could be wrong. Or no, wait, now it's direct deposit. You don't even have to walk out to the mailbox. I don't know. They just like being offended. And that's not the world we should live in. You should not be quick to be offended. There's no reason to. If something doesn't resonate with you, why does it bother you? I mean, some things can get old. Sick of hearing that, unless something new comes up, and then you're like, you know, some things lose their funny at times. But oh well, move on. It's easy. All right, what else was in the news that we did not discuss today? Is everybody excited? I like the other headlines I see. Ski resorts getting ready for anticipated snowstorm. Because we really didn't have that good of a season last year, did we? And if you can make your own snow, does the storm really matter? Isn't it just the temperature that truly matters? I scratch my head. But is anybody getting excited about going skiing? Hopefully Sunday, maybe? And I respect those businesses as well. Trying to run with little of what they need to actually run a business. That's tough to be a seasonal business like that. Really is. At any rate, 570-83-0098. I guess we can get a part of a Nikki Six in. Dunkin' customer sues over. What did the Dunkin' customer sue over, kids? No, they didn't get their order wrong. And no, it wasn't that they had to wait in line too long. Nope, exploding toilet that caused severe injuries. How does a toilet just explode? A customer has filed a negligent lawsuit against Dunkin', claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of their chain locations in Central Florida. Guy's name, Paul Kerouac. He's seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit filed. You would think an exploding toilet would be worth more than $100,000. You would think. He said that he suffered severe and long-term injuries. Well, in that, where did it explode? Because I think that part of the body would probably be worth more than $100,000. But I could be wrong. So what happened with this toilet at this men's room in Winter Park, Florida? The explosion left this guy covered in, oh, yuck, really? It exploded that bad? Like, whose feces was it, yours or somebody? And all kinds of debris. We don't even want to talk about it. He walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store manager. According to the lawsuit, an employee told him that they were aware of the problem, but there was at least one previous incident.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Wow. So your toilet has exploded before, there couldn't have been fire involved in that. It just, ugh, that's disgusting. Really. But what was the actual damage is the question. Like, embarrassment. See, everybody gets, well, that's embarrassing. I would not even want to leave the restroom. I would call somebody to come back to me. I'd send them out to buy clothes. these things should not be happening. But I was at a restaurant the other day. Women's room was closed because they had a problem. Got to go use the other restroom. Couldn't go in that one. Like, they could have closed. If they knew there was a problem, they should have closed. But is it worth $100,000? Is it? I don't know. Let's go to Joe from Berwick. Talk about better things and not, well, you know, the show was going to crap there.
I can't top that, but I do have something.
Oh, wait, I can. I can. Let me top it. Because as I'm going through my news stories, and I see this on a legitimate news site out of Harrisburg, this was the headline. Need some stress relief? Here's how women are redefining masturbation in name of self-care. So I don't even know if I want to touch that one, but that was in the news today.
Yeah,
no, you go along.
Yeah.
Come on with what you have to tell me. Self-care.
People have issues.
Self-care.
Going out of Berwick, if you remember that area where they had that ballroom that's been there forever on Route 11, there's a new business. Because I haven't been along that stretch for a while, but I'm driving there today. And I see a new business pops up, and it's called Big Al's Pizzeria, now open.
Ooh.
Now, you know, I wish them luck. I mean, there's so many good pizzerias around. I don't know, you know, where a new one's going to fit in. But, you know, I caught my attention, of course. I see the name Big Al, and immediately I'm thinking of Al Del Vecchio from Happy Days. And I haven't been in there yet, but that's what I can picture walking out from behind the counter.
I wonder who Al is. I think when I was in Berwick over the holiday, they were mentioning Big Al's. But I don't know exactly who Al is. And why does everybody think they can make pizza better than the next person? Why is this the go-to business? Is there anything else that we could try to put into a restaurant type form that people can get to go take out? So, you know, I'm kind of sick of pizza, even though I don't eat it all that often. It's not my go-to anymore because I've had enough pizza to last most people a lifetime.
Well, people like to eat out. So, I mean, all these places continue. We'll see. I mean, I plan on giving it a shot sometime. If anybody else likes this, try these new places to see if they've got anything special now they know about it. The other thing I want to mention real quick too, Nikki, listen, we have enough technology and know-how that we all know we're getting a storm tomorrow, right? That's a foregone conclusion.
Wait, and hold on. We might be interrupted any second now with the storm warning. Hold on. For 24 hours plus from now.
24 hours ahead of time, they still really can't tell us how much snow we're getting. There's really no certain way to go other than we're getting snow.
And do you know who's still in control? You know who's still in control?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I do. But it's interesting that even in spite of the fact that we can't predict weather 24 hours ahead of time, certainly there are people telling us if we let them reinstitute communism here in the West, they can control the weather all the time. So I just thought that was interesting as we're heading up to this snowstorm with the uncertain snow.
All right. I gotcha. You have good points right there. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate you. And if anybody knows how Big Al's is, let us know. 570-883-0098. We'll be right back after this break on WILK. Dread the evening that the city sleeps to hide. I love this song. Oh, sorry. Danny Sugarman, you know his name, right? He was associated with the Doors for many years, second manager of the group. He wrote several books about Jim Morrison himself, including No One Here Gets Out Alive. I read that at least three or four times. And every time I read it, I got something else out of it. Yeah, that was co-authored by Jerry Hopkins. At any rate, Danny Sugarman passed away on this date back in 2005. He was born October 11th of 1954. He had lung cancer. He was buried in the Westwood Village Memorial Park Cemetery. So there you go. And I just, good reason to play Moonlight Drive by the Doors. It's my that would be my favorite Doors song. Jake, is it going to snow? I heard you say snow. But what I missed was the 15 feet that we're going to get. I must have missed you saying 15 feet. I heard you say 4 to 8 inches. Because it sounds like we're getting 100 feet of snow.
Well, then again, that's pretty much common anymore. They always overhype things. So, but yeah, total accumulations, it says 4 to 8. 4 to 8 inches. So.
Well, mine says 19 centimeters. In the next 48,
up
by
Rob?
Me.
Rob says 3 to 80.
3 to 80. 3 inches to 80 feet?
Yeah. 3 to 80 inches. Anywhere in between there, we're good.
How about a 0.3? 0.3 to 150 feet.
0.3.
That's where I'm at. That's my best guess. Oh, boy, I think somebody's calling to bust my butt. Leon from Plymouth.
Yeah, I just called to wish you, hope you have no luck.
He is going right for
The dagger.
The heart, yes. Oh, my gosh.
It comes down to this game.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too full of yourself, Leon. I'm not going to get too full of me.
I'm not, but I'm just hoping. We'll see.
I'm just hoping, and yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I won't lose any sleep over it, or I won't break anything, but I'll be upset.
Leon is my Bills fan. I got a little dyslexic there for a second. Leon is my Bills fan from Plymouth checking in. And I, of course, have my money on the Dolphin. I don't bet. I have no money anywhere because I have no money. That's the reason. But I'm just hoping it would be nice to see them win a Super Bowl because it's been since 1973.
Well, Buffalo's never done it. They've been there 4 times but never done it.
Why break your streak? You've got a good streak going. We're just going to go with that, all right? All right, you call me on Monday, and you make sure you're kissing my feet, okay?
Oh, we'll see about that. But I just wanted to say about that Florida, what happened in Florida to that guy. That must have been a real good poop show.
Oh, God. Ew, yuck. Lord. They couldn't just put this is the way people work today, and it doesn't surprise me. Like, just put an out-of-order sign on the bathroom when you realize you have a problem.
Well,
then you won't get sued for $100,000.
Well, you know, I agree. The guy should get something. Man, being covered with that. You don't know who
he
is.
Yeah, I know. You don't know who. Yeah, exactly. I don't even want to think about it. That's gross. All right. Leon, call me again Monday.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
We'll talk about the other poop show then on Monday, whoever poop show it is.
Hope you have a happy new year.
Happy new year to you, too.
All right.
Bye. 570-833-0098. Rob O'Donnell is on his way in for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Who knows what's on his mind? L from Wayne County, waiting to talk, and we'll be right back. It is WILK AM 103.1 FM. Ted Pooley of Danger, Danger. Born on this day in 1961. I am not the only person who remembers the band Danger, Danger. Taking me back to my Hairspray at 8 days. For those of you who remember that, just thought it was worth mentioning. Danger, Danger, right here with their two Naughty Naughty. WILK AM 103.1 FM. It is the Nikki Stone Show. Okay, L from Wayne County. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm okay, Nikki. How are you doing today?
I'm as good as can be.
Good. Well, listen, I have two quick things. The first one, your one caller, he was talking about a new pizza place. I think he said it was Big Al's in Berwick.
Yes.
Berwick.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason all these pizza places are spotting up here and there and everywhere is because I used to work at a restaurant, and it was a family-owned restaurant, and one thing they didn't have on their menu was pizza. And I even said, why don't you have pizza on it? And the owner would make pizza for us guys serving. Every once in a while, he would make it as a snack for us, you know, for doing a good job and everything. And I'd say, well, you have good pizza. Why don't you put it on your menu? And he said, we don't want to put it on our menu because there's too many pizza places up here. And he said, that's the one thing we want the people to come because it's a family-owned restaurant for family meals and stuff. So anyway, he said that pizza is the cheapest food item that you can make when you go into business and make pizza, because it's the cheapest to make. And that's why there's so many. Everybody gets into pizza because it's cheap, inexpensive, compared to more restaurants that have like seafood and steaks and, you know, whatnot. But that was the reason he gave me. So he said it will never be on our menu. And it never was. Well, another thing I just wanted to quick mention. I don't know if you heard. I think it was yesterday in the news. There's a place called Brookhaven, Georgia. And they have this drone responders for their, for like part as an add-on to their 911. And what it is when they get the calls in, they send out a drone immediately to where there's a problem in question. And then they also have a backup drone. And the regular response time used to be like 4.5 minutes for them to get like police or EMT to a instant. And the drone only takes 90 seconds with a drone response. And I'll tell you what, it was really interesting to watch that. So I don't know if you could still pull it up on the internet. Probably you could. But and then as far as the snow goes, from north to south, it's either 3 to 6 or 6 to 8. Now, 6 to 8 is more east from north to south. So
all these warnings, I mean, I realize that the, you know, little squalls aren't so little. These squalls can be come up upon you and cause issues when they happen. And heavy snow is just the visibility alone is hard to make it through. And it, when it hits the road and becomes slippery underneath your tires, before you even have a chance to think, that causes a danger. But this 24 hours in advance warning,
well,
it seems to be a little overplayed in a way.
Well,
I mean, I could be wrong,
that,
but is it better to be too safe than too sorry? I suppose.
Yes, because this particular incident, I think so, because it's two storms back to back. And the snow, they said, is going to be that wetter, heavy snow. So they want everybody to be prepared that it's not going to be light and fluffy, easy to get rid of. And this is the snow, the wet snow, where it's so heavy that you can end up with a heart attack just shoveling for like half hour to an hour. So they want people to be prepared that it's going to be a more dangerous snow than normal. And we haven't had a snowfall in what, 2 years? So, you know, it makes a big difference. You know, people aren't used to it again.
True. All right. Thanks for checking in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
And take care. 570-883-0098. You definitely need that number for calling Rob this afternoon as well. You know, so he says, in other words, if you're saying 4 to 8, it means you'll be lucky to get 4. Although they guaranteed 8 inches, they told me they don't exaggerate. I don't know what they meant by that. Yeah. We'll wrap things up right after the Bloomberg Money Minute. Thanks for being part of the Nikki Stone Show, WILK. Remembering the life of David Soul, as we got word today of his passing at the age of 80 years old. He did pass away yesterday. Thank you, Body Shop Guy, for sharing your pictures of the Starsky and Hutch cars from that you have worked on. The original, as a matter of fact, and some replicas. Pretty cool stuff. And thank you, David Soul, for the memories, including this great song, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. WILK AM 103.1 FM. I can't believe we're wrapping up another week already. The first week of 2024 in the books, and we survived. So far, so good. Hopefully we make it through this snowmageddon on the way. Please be careful out there. I'm not making light of the situation. Use common sense. Use caution. Be careful. Worry about the next guy and what he's doing. And help a neighbor out if it is that real thick, heavy snow that comes down. And you have people that might not necessarily need to be shoveling out there, living around you. bring your snowblower, snow thrower, electric snow shovel, or whatever you may have over to help them. I should go stay at my mom's to take care of my dad's for him, hoping he doesn't do that on his own, if it is that heavy. Just be kind and courteous, okay? Now, I guess we still have 5 minutes left, and honestly, this was a headline out there about stress relief for women and self-care. And it goes along with meditation and manicures and massage. They added another M word. I said it before. I don't think I have to keep talking about it. But they do studies. Including there was a study out by the University of Minnesota, a 2020 study of sexual double standards. Because, yeah, they exist. We know that. And I don't think it's acceptable to talk about guys and their form of self-care. As much as I don't think it's acceptable to talk about women and their form. Just something we don't need to talk about. But of course, there's a doctor out there, a psychologist, certified sex therapist, probably trying to replace the old Dr. Ruth of our day. Man, they don't make them like her anymore. They certainly don't. And she did an Oprah Daily interview, of course. So that's how she's making her name. She has a book out called... there's also another book out there from another author who wrote about it as well. Feeling Myself, How I Shed My Shame to Find Sexual Freedom, and You Can Too. Shame? There doesn't have to be shame. We just don't need to talk about it. And it's not like, what kind of freedom is that? I just don't get it. But I do have to say, if you look it up, if you want to, back in... the 19th century, early 19th century, they cured hysteria in women with said type of care that nobody had to like read about and hear about and know about. And it doesn't have to be a headline in the middle of a newspaper. Or should we talk about it more? Just saying, it's out there. You can find it. It's one of the news stories. So... I'm going for a manicure tomorrow, personally. That's how I'll be relaxing this weekend. All right. That didn't fill 5 minutes because I don't want to talk about it anymore. But it was a headline telling, do we not know how to make ourselves happy, that we need to have headlines telling us how to make ourselves happy in 2024? There's a lot more craziness coming, and we do have to hold on for the ride down the line. It's not going to be a very easy year, I am sure. But we can try to keep our sanity in whichever way we can. We can laugh a little, talk about things, and get together daily from noon till 3. I'll try to keep it off the political subject as much as I can, but local stuff I definitely want to talk about. What's happening in our own backyard and how what's happening worldwide might be affecting us to a certain degree. But we'll try to get some happier stuff in as well. I have another question for the week. Did you see that butter sculpture, Jake? Did you check it out, the butter sculpture?
No, where's that at?
The one that they're going to have at the farm show.
No,
it looks like people getting together for dinner. I want to know how much time people have on their hands that they sit down one day and realize that they could carve butter so intricately and detailed. Like, how do you know that, like, this is your special talent and skill? At what point? We didn't have a lot of toys to play with, so we played with the butter. Butter's pretty expensive. But it is pretty cool. People sitting at a table having dinner. Great. All right. You have a wonderful weekend. I enjoy getting together with you, Northeast PA. We'll do this again on Monday. Thanks for being along. May you be safe. God bless you.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.